we decided that we would write to the minister and ask him to come to the county. I think he has already met since he came into his new role with the Pyrite Remediation Committee in Dublin, and we feel that, you know, he should come here and meet our committee as well. Our committee is the committee that's most engaged with both the council and the department at the minute in relation to the scheme, and we feel that it would be vital for him as a new minister to get to know what the workings are here in the county, to see firsthand the extent of the damage in the county, and to meet ourselves who are dealing with this every day of the week, to give our insight into things that we see that would help to make the scheme better for people.
Would that be a private meeting, or would you envisage the minister attending a meeting of the committee which would be covered by press under normal circumstances?
Well, that's something I suppose we're going to have ask the minister how he wants to proceed with that. We would have absolutely no problem in having a meeting where the media would be there. We have nothing to hide, and questions to ask that are most questions that we would be asking would already have been asked anyway. Don't know over the last number of months, and particularly over the last few weeks when we're trying to get some changes to the scheme. So we would have no issue with that, but I suppose that would be up to the minister whether he would agree to that. But we certainly would want a delegation to sit down for a couple of hours with them to go through in detail, in the finer detail, along with officials from Donegal County Council, to give them an insight into things that we see every day that would help make the scheme easier for families to get through.
Another issue I'm sure would be on the agenda at such a meeting would be the lack of a scheme for social homes, for homes owned by Donegal County Council, which still haven't been remediated. And on that issue as well, you're very anxious that a proposed rent review is paused where it comes to homes where people are paying rent in a defective block affected home.
I don't think that's fair, Donald, to be quite honest. You know, you can go to a number of housing estates, you know, in Letterkenny, and Ishone, and all around the county, and like estates close to me here, Clospatrick, Ardnagulladhu, and Mavall, and different estates that are seriously badly damaged with defective concrete blocks. And, you know, a rent review is being done at the minute in the county. I don't feel that anyone that's living in those estates or those affected homes should have their rent increased. I think that they're already paying out a lot of extra money each day and each month and each year in relation to heating their houses because of the fact that their houses are so badly damaged. There's no way that they should be asked for any increase in rent. And, you know, and it's not really right for the department to be sending these circulars around that we have to do rent reviews while we're still waiting 2 years after the private scheme has been announced. We're still waiting on a scheme for social homes. I think that's very unfair, and I think it's something that we shouldn't do as a council. We should say to the department, no, we will not be doing any rent review until these houses are remediated.